Maybe your mower would be like that. It'd be
uh-huh.
open. Well, see, that damn mower just runs upside that fence, and it throws all that stuff out, which your littlest one has got slides, just like Mr. Miles is out there. But it's a littlest one. But it's all open under there, and it can, if it gets too much under there, and then, see, it's got blades on three sets of shafts under there. It calls for six blades, see.
Yeah, right.
Two on this end, two here in the middle, and two over here. And they all pull by belts up on the top. And then the shaft runs into the track just like Mr. Miles does to the rear end of his. But anyway, talking about cleaning it out, I've taken this fella at work there. Oh, I'm out in the grass, it's bedded up that high. And then it sprayed. He sprays all his fences. And that old dead grass is about like that. And I pull that stuff back. It looked like it'd been there for 10 years.
Yeah.
That grass. It had got built up so that it had the dirt built up about that high up to the wire. And I pulled it all back. And you can go around them now. Of course, that place where that boy's got that, see, Smith Jr.'s got that corn planted. See, weeds growing back up in that because you can't spray that. Because you get that spray on that corn, you know. Willie talked about the other day. He wanted to get busy and spray his fence out there. I said, you better wait to get that corn out from out there. He said, why? I said, well, that mist goes back on the corn, see, and kill that corn. He said, well, time the cows eat it, wouldn't hurt, would it? I said, well, it's pouring right on. I said, I don't know how long it'd stay in that. Might go in it inside there. Might do the weevils good. Might kill the weevils out of it. I don't know, but I don't know. I wouldn't want to mess with it. Uh-huh. Like that. Because last year I had some peas right across, and I got an old wisteria vine. Y'all know what that is, a flower vine? And that thing went wild. And it's old, we used to have a two-story, about the nicest house in Flemington, that burnt by fire. And this old big old place there where one of the chimney, the body part of the chimney still there, you know, and it's just a bed, and that old west area taking that thing. And it just grows up, and I got a big peach tree there side of it. Well, you have to spray, have to get it calm. Well, you spray, it'll stay right low to the ground. And I don't know, my garden's over here running like this, and it's about, I'd say about that much difference. Distance between here and my garden to this vine, and I spraying it, and there wasn't a sign of breeze or nothing. But you know, some of that stuff undoubtedly must have went back off across them peas, and you could tell a streak there, and them peas just twisted right up and twist. And you know, it had undoubtedly had to be that because they wasn't out of the way before I sprayed. So it tells you on there not spread around fruit or anything like that, you know.
Yeah.
So, but getting back to the mower business, this guy, he had hired that. Oh, man, he was a good tractor driver. And all he did and all that many acres and all that stuff. But I never could find out. But that's what Mr. Dad said, you know. Well, I knew what he was doing. He was trying to make me make double the time the other guy was doing for what he's paying me, see. But man, you can't make a H and it running wide open fourth gear. You can't make it do a bit more than it'll do. And like I told him, I said, Mr. Zepp, I can't get out and pull the mower in the tractor boat. I says, I'm pushing it right now. You said not to have it wide open, but have it up as far as the notches go. Well, I had it up as far as notches go. It could have went further, but he said not pull it, you know, all the way up, because when you get out of them notches, see, it's wide open. Well, anybody got sense enough to know better than to pull it outside the notches, you know, to make it run. So I pulled it wide, is what we call wide open, you know, run that thing full gear all day long. And you cover some land, but he talking about that other guy, didn't Willie said, yeah, all he is after is you just making double time to the other guy. Because he's having to pay me more than he's paying that guy. Because I told him, and G.P. Lighton said, he wants more for you. No cheaper than $1 an hour. And that's him about 5 years ago. So I didn't. I told him. And I wasn't supposed to do nothing but mow for him, see. I wasn't supposed to go there for just general man. Keep about 2,000-3,000 acres fence, round fence up, you know. So one day he said, Frank, said, what about that? Would you mind walking around or riding around my fence and checking it? I knew right then, boy, the gate was wide open. Because he knew I was good-hearted. He said, well, what'd you find? I said, well, that needs some posts. He said, would there be any chance of getting you to put in a few posts? I don't know right off who I could get putting some posts. One of them niggas they'd been working at Pacoon's, they was there. All he'd had done is hire him, but he just didn't want to pay them niggas. See, he wanted me to do it. Well, got into this and got into that. Next minute, I was fooling man. Man, I have dug holes over that. I felt like I was going to have to cry to get over it. I hated it so bad. In Flint Rock, you get a post down, he wanted it in a certain place. He didn't want you to move out 6 inches. He wants you to get a doggone prizing outfit.
Wrecking bar.
And get that thing out of there.
So,
well, man, who wants to tote one of them big old wrecking bars on their back and their hole diggers and the shovel, back and iron for 1,000 acres? Shoot, random place. Man, that's too doggone hard. There's a lot of places you can't drive a truck. You have to walk in the woods, you know, when you get in the woods, because you don't have a road around. And I said, man, I just can't do that. So it'd make him mad. And they said, well, get as close as you can. And he'd see one up maybe 6 inches higher than what I want. He put tape on it, on the digger, see, how far he wanted you to dig them down, you know. He meant for you to do it, too. I tell him, I said, Mr. I can't go no deep. He says, a rock down, you can't break them up with it. Your prize bar. I said, you can't do nothing. I've even tried with an axe, hitting the end of that thing and breaking them up. He said, well, move down 6 inches, something like that, if you can't get one. Man, I've had times I just feel like if I could holler and go straight up, I'd be better off. I said, no. Which, like everybody said, I could quit. But old Everett Smith, I know you know him, you've heard Willie talk about him. He said, old Yank's got a gravy train. I said, yeah, one of these days I'm inviting all you guys to think I got a gravy train, come up and you can ride with me. I said, and I'll show you what kind of gravy I got out there. And old Everett Smith knows it. He got him do a little work there before he could get me, see. And Everett Smith, he's been weaned on a tractor and trucks and things, you know. And he couldn't even go through the lock gate without clipping one of his tires to his new distributor. And boy, you talking about somebody getting mad, Mr. Albert, he got mad. Boy, I mean, he spit. He said, yeah, the bad. He said, David's been raised up on tractors and driving trucks. And said, he tried to go through my doggone lock gate as wide as it was with that doggone spreader. And it looked like to me he's trying to go through that sideways. And he couldn't get, and he split, plugged down, plugged that thing out of one of his tires. He said, yeah.
Well, he just rambled.
See, he run into the edge of the fence post, see, and he clipped that tire trying to get it through there. And I got it through that. I didn't clip my tire. I'd go right on through there for me.
Well, what happened? He just got rattled. And Mr.
I don't know. He'd talk faster, Mr. Iron. I don't believe Mr. Iron would get by him.
All right.
But see, that live. He don't live too far from him. They own, you know, John land over there.
Yeah.
But anyway, he said yes, and I thought Everett could do most anything with a truck, tractor, or car, because he'd always, you know, been good at handling them, you know. And he had. He'd been raised, mostly raised up on tractor. And I mean, he could not go and do it, you know, if he was kind of crippled, you know, on one leg. But it kind of got me. He said, well, he got rid of that. He got a new one. He said, and Dunbar, that Ray Dunbar come in, he wanted to work a while. And he said, well, he could drive a tractor. He could do anything. Hired him. Said, he got down there and would try to go across one of them ditches. With the doggone thing. And he said he didn't mash in on a brake and the tractor backed out. Run back on a doggone spreader and bent one of the arms in. I said, gosh, you're having bad luck. He said, and the only thing I put on any of them was just one of my tires. Gradually, you know, scrape them, scrape paint off. Never did bend them as I know of. And he's bought. Well, he had one, and I told him, I said, well, Mr. you don't need no new distributor. I said, is this new? It's fine now. He said, well, I thought maybe I'd buy one. I said, you know, I said, they get along better with a new one. I said, all right, it's your money. So he bought another new one, so, yeah, and used it, just put out the, I don't believe I put out fertilizer it twice.
Is that one what it's going to use over here?
No, so that's Troy Pond.
Oh.
It's going to be a one of them whirly types, you know, you pour it in the drum type. I hadn't seen it, but I know that's what he's talking about. Because it'd have to be you pull it behind that car. Because see, it trails right. That's the way them whirly jigs do. They just, you know.
Let me tell you, a man, a poor man, a small man, you see, the way I'd ever do it, pull it behind a car, you don't need a power takeoff for that. Just
well,
pull it behind a car.
Well, you see, you got to have a. You've got to have, you couldn't pull it behind no car because that'd be throwing too much fertilizer on your car. See, that thing goes round and round. It's got a little thing sits under there. Thing that scatters that stuff. It, some of them scatters it 10, 15 foot.
Yeah.
I don't know what this one's going to scatter. But,
put it on your truck, I mean.
Yeah, you put it on a truck. I pulled GPs out of the way, and his made out of drum. You've probably seen that type. Go up like just like a drum, and one side of cut off, you know, where you can dump fertilizer in over, it's kind of slant.
Yeah.
And when it sets up, see, it's practically straight, but that
yeah.
cuts like that. That's the way you can dump fertilizer, and you won't have to strain so hard to do
it. Yeah, I got it.
But when you get it hooked up behind something like that truck, see, well, what I did, I just worked my fertilizer off my truck
yeah.
on, end it. But
yeah.
I don't know whether them said, well, you crazy. I said, why? I said, well, works on them gear in that truck. I said, yeah, I know it, but I didn't have no tractor. Wasn't able to hire nobody to pull it, and I wanted to put it out. So I pulled it right here with that little truck of mine. But I guess
you
that's
you don't have a tractor?
I had a H one time. Trade OG people hay, got in debt with him for some hay, and I told him, I said, well, you just give me enough, fill my shed up with hay again, so I'll just let you have the tractor for that. I didn't have nothing to work with a doggone one of the gears card and started to give me trouble. And they told me them farm wall people had eaten me up, put another gear in that thing. So I just figured while I could get it off on somebody, something like that, get off. But that old thing run good. You'd stay out there on them oak trees all the winter. I'd go out there and sometime put water in it, pull on that thing three times with a crank, and I'd
see?
Take, and it'd start just
come
like
here,
that. It'd just start up just like that.
Well, I know, Frank, you gotta go.
Our man ought to been out there 5-6 hours ago. But I said, yeah, you ought to gone on over and cut that stuff and got in with it. I said, yeah, I know. Getting cooler all the time. When you have your fan around your neck, getting cool all the time. No, brother-in-law told me while ago, said, everybody's off from university. I said, no. I said, they all ain't off from university.
Before Frank gets tired, I go out there and I'll spell it to keep him getting tired. Hell, he don't get tired. He can keep
tired. Oh, you don't have to bother me.
No.
I just like to go study. I just want to get that thing set while I can keep going.
Let me tell you, man. That was nice. That was interesting. Don't you know when you had that blue shirt? Jacket on, coat on.
Oh, you mean when the horse?
yeah.
What happened?
I didn't get that.
When you
We had been to carry a wagon home with Bart. It was hauling cane, you know, during cane grind. We used to grind a lot of cane.
Oh, yeah.
And we was running two wagons. We had ours and had Mr. Smokes. And we'd carried it and come back through the woods there and down by where my brother lives there. That and it lives in the block house up there, you know, before you get to where you come to my house. Well, right down that grade, facing in front of his house, is where that old horse threw me off on that clay road there. They just graded it, you know, on school buses and trucks and all, and had that thing packed. And man, I just went down it. I had on a little blue serge coat. It once was Willie's, and he outgrew it then, and it fell down to me, you know. Well, that's still good, and I thought I had something, you know. I had my hands in that thing, it was tight. I went to get my hands back out of it. And by golly, it was just too tight. I couldn't get them out, snatch them out in time to grab the hanes when I went down. And I was trying to grab anything I could grab, and the only thing I finally grabbed was the ground with my mouth.
And you just plowed it.
It plowed it up. I mean, skimped my nose.
And,
yeah, dirt. I had a mouthful of dirt. I had to hit something face to get dirt, the clay out of it.
And then you wouldn't go to the doctor.
Wouldn't go to the doctor, bullheaded. So, Mom had all kind of cooks and cakes and salads and things, you know. And, boy,
July?
No, that's Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
And cold grave today. Met Daddy. He's going down to feed the hogs, and he'd always tote them two of them A-tubs, half bushel measures, on his arms. Taters or corn or something while he's going down to feed. Walk all the way back down, right where this horse threw me, over in that pasture. I went by him running and crying. He said, "My goodness alive, son, what's wrong with you?" Set the bucket down. I said, "Old Frank just come." He said, "What?" I said, "That's not like Frank to do that." And the old horse is gentle, you know. He just had one eye and he couldn't picture. And he'd seen that doggone sign on that county log gate a million times, I guess. But yet he just couldn't make it out. He started sighing, you know. I started saying, "Whoa," you know. And all of a sudden, he just like that, and boy, and I went down it.
Hello?
And he stopped. He stopped right there. That's one thing about them. If they got scared in the thing and done anything like that, they stopped. They didn't run off like a lot of horses, you know. So Willie caught him. And he got on that bug, and he nice and born rawhide at Matt's house. Well,
oh, he did?
Yeah, Willie, he got on and rode him, saying, "I was running on my feet." He said, "Run, Frankie, run, Frank, run, Frank." I was running. Boy, I was running, I was bleeding and trying to blow dirt out of my mouth.
He was, he caught you a little off balance, didn't he?
Oh, man, he caught me off balance.
You couldn't quite make it. When he
I can remember, I can feel everything going down, but I couldn't catch nothing after I got one hand out. One hadn't broke my arm, but it did. I happened to snatch my arm out before I hit the
pocket.
Ball
was just
loose.
Too tight.
The pockets were tight. It's this little old blue serge. It had the kind of set off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At the bottom, they were pretty big, but at the top, you know, it had a little old, I don't know, it had a hat, you'd call it a draw part there, but it set in. It had some kind of little old, it was fixed different at the top, where, you know, kind of come in on your hands or something. But I had plenty of room down under there. But when I went to snatch my fist out there, I couldn't get him out there. I don't know. I was big enough to ride a horse. I wouldn't have been riding, so. But, I had a few.
You didn't ride much horses. You generally drove.
Well, I rode a lot. I used to ride my uncle. He had this, I believe the old stump's still up in the woods now. And he was really pretty young. And we was pretty small. And he'd be driving a carriage, you know, in. And he had a black stump there that fired burn around. You know, he used to burn off pastures every year, you know. People don't let them do like they do now and get full of ticks and everything, you know. They'd burn them off every year and get good grass for the summer, you know. So, had a stump about that high. Just about high enough we'd give a little boost and he'd pull us with our arm, you know. You know how anybody jump around the saddle, I used to. Bareback, you know, he'd be riding the saddle, and we'd have to ride behind the saddle, you know. And he'd give you a boost like that, and he meant for you to jump up, then straddle back the horse. Well, I rode like that for many a time. He used to have that spraying deal, you know, dip vat. Used to have one up on the hill there, Mr. Matthews, from where we live. Used to have to haul your cows or drive them up there, you know, and have them sprayed. That was law, you know, you had to have it done. Had an old couch, he didn't want to go, an old milk cow, and Daddy had to make some real tall sideboards on the wagon and haul her and a calf. That calf didn't want to follow. No cow didn't want to go, she wanted to lay down. So he always had to haul her in the wagon, haul her up and make her go through the dip back, bring her back. The other cows, they had to walk. And make them walk. So I better get to work. Willie goes, "My gun's loud, Frank. He went over and ain't done a thing again."
Now, this is the first of Frankie's tapes. This is the very first tape Frankie's made this middle of the afternoon, Friday, the 3rd of July, before part of the long 4th weekend. Channel one over, around 235 or 40. Channel one over, 235 or 40. And it's on the same reel with Marilyn and Bob from last night. I didn't have time to change reel. And this is now 240. Channel one over, 240. Friday, the 3rd of July, 1970. And this is Frankie's first tape.
That's been riding the tractor.
Yes. Like so, Miss Mom, I guess you can get some gas.
Let me tell you, I've got to go down there too. Let me tell you, Frank, tell me, I want a little free advice. I got a team of bulls. Now, you've had a lot of bull experience. Tell me something. What can I do?
Well, you mean you're inbreeding?
Now I got these little heifers, and that'll be just going too far. And I should have moved him this year, taken him this year. He's a good bull. He's got a little age on him, but he's serviceable.
I had to get rid of mine on him and breed him, getting a little age on him.
Yeah.
I've got that black Angus from Mr. Albert. Me and Troy Pond is supposed to make a trade with him, but. Boy, he said, well, I ain't inbreeding yet, but I don't know. He is young. Mine's young. So, I don't know what he's going to do.
You're not hurting.
Of course, no, it's not yet, but I just, I like the white face. I just got that bull, cut him across. I didn't get him, because I like black hands, because I don't like black. I like whiteface. I've always been whiteface.
You know, I've had to. Let me tell you, I've got a little bull calf out there now. He is way ahead of the others in growth, and he's just beautiful. He's pretty. I wish somebody had him who could grow him out.
Well,
is that too much trouble?
I had money on my buying some. You got the book,
yeah. We're
not asking too much. Where did you get your bull to start off with?
This bull, the first bull I had, I got from up in Georgia. What is that place up there? You know it if I told you. Now, this bull is an Ohio bull that I got from Bill Sneed.
I know that.
Yeah, it's not one of his animals. And some reason or other, he didn't want to keep it. I saw some of his heifer calves.
He's still over at Santa Fe.
I haven't been up there in a long time.
Yeah, I knew him. You know, me and John Mexie used to go on shows and talk with his bull.
Oh,
down
really?
South Florida and all that, and
oh,
the
really?
Rest and all the places.
Is
and that's
right?
How I got to know him. He's a real good guy.
Yeah.
I like him. Well, Miss Miles, I'm going to have to go.
You got
to
go?
Yeah.
You mean you can't eat any supper with us?
No, I'm going to have to go, Miss Miles. I got to do up my work. I got to do a bunch of stuff. I got to take a break and
stuff. Well, try it anyhow. Tried to get a little talk when he finished at 7 o'clock. He went down to see that little heifer with me. She's up and alert, and it's cool now. Rained on McIntosh, face said. 7 o'clock now, and he had to go on, do his work, and get some gas. This is up around 290.
now it doesn't work.